This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magotus. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
In the presence of God that is with us this morning. Father, we ask that you look upon this people, that you would bless them name by name, one by one, for every circumstance and every situation that's going on in their life. Lord God, we know that you are the remedy for it. And Lord God, we come in your presence today, thanking you, giving you the glory and the honor for all things. Father, it's in you that we live, move, and have our being. Lord God, we thank you that you filled us, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have been on our side. And Father, we ask you, Lord God, that you would continue to keep us in the way that you've shown us, Lord God, in the path of righteousness. Now, Father, we pull down every stronghold, every spirit of wickedness, every evil device, everything that the enemy will try to devise and try to bring about in our lives. Right now, Lord God, we stand in the word of God and we are hidden in Christ. Father, we stand having done all to stand. Father, in Jesus' name, and Father, we thank you right now for our children, our young people. Father, that you would bless them. Father, you love them with everlasting love, and that you would keep them in perfect peace. And let us all keep our minds stayed on you. Father God, we glorify your name. Now, Lord God, we ask that you would, Lord, give me clarity of thought and precision of speech. Let my tongue be the pen of a ready writer. Let the hearts of the hearers be the tablet in which I shall write upon the word of faith, the word of God that bring healing, miracles, deliverance, power, peace, and prosperity to all that hear and believe. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we're joining with the many-winged seraphim and the many-eyed cherubim that chant and declare that you are holy. You're holy. You're holy, God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're going to look at Philippians, the fourth chapter. Amen. Verse 4 through verse 9. Hallelujah. His presence is still here. Amen. Amen. We started out slow and heavy, but thanks be to God for his peace and his power, his presence. We got to fight through. Amen. I'm not going to succumb to the enemy, not going to surrender to him, but I'm going to, as the scripture said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. He'll leave you alone because he'll see your resistance is too much for him. Amen. Verse 4 said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. We praise God and we thank him for his word. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to give you a thought today that I have. And it is how to maintain peace. Amen. After we've learned about peace for so long. Amen. I believe that the enemy has definitely tried to remove us from the place of peace. I think he's actually tried to attack you in the area of peace. Amen. I believe that he is on a mission to try and move us when we said that we were not going to be moved. Amen. But thanks be to God for peace. Amen. Amen. I tell you what, it's a whole lot of things that people will give just to have some peace. Amen. There's some people that will give a lot of money just to have peace. Amen. Amen. Some people will give up jobs and six-figure salaries just to have a bit of peace. Amen. I believe it was Dave Chappelle that gave up a multi-million dollar contract and show because he said, I don't have any peace. He went to Africa to try to avoid all the stuff. He still didn't get the peace of God that he was looking for. Amen. Amen. Peace is not avoiding something. It is being able to withstand it and know that God is on your side. If God be for you, then who can be against you? Amen. The book of Philippians, or the epistle to Philippi, Paul writes to this church and he tells them that, hey, you are my joy and crown. He lets them know that it brings him joy to know that they were able to withstand all of the stuff that they've seen him go through. It was this same place at Philippi where Paul and Silas finds themselves in jail. And because of their being able to cast out a devil out of a young girl, because of the owners of this young slave girl was not going to be able to get their financial contributions anymore. And so they were upset with Paul and Silas and they cast them in the jail. And while they were in jail that night, the Bible says that at midnight, amen, how many know that sometime you're going to go through some things and it seems to be a midnight season, but you can't let your peace be taken away from all that you are going through. Now, you got to realize here that Paul and Silas, they were only doing what God had told them to do. Amen. And when they were there, they had cast the devil out. The people beat them, whipped them with many stripes, and then put them in jail. Now, they could have said, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. They could have lost their peace. Amen. But the Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And all of a sudden, the earthquake and the doors of the prison were open and their chains fell off. Amen. When you're at peace with God, it doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter how bad of a situation you find yourself in, God can deliver you in the midst of all that you're dealing with when you have peace with him. Amen. And so this is the same place, amen, that Paul and Silas went to jail, but Paul was writing to them and they had witnessed many things of Paul. And this was a church that was a church that really loved Paul, their pastor, their founder, amen, because he says that no other church communicated with me, no other church actually gave me any financial contributions, no other church helped me along the way but you. Nobody sent anything to me except you. Nobody thought of my care except you. And he says it has become a sweet savor in the nostrils of God because you thought enough of me to send some stuff to me. He said you've even sent you sent it as a sweet smell or sweet ointment that I can put on. Amen. He said that it's come to me, and he said that my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. Now, Paul couldn't say that to the other churches, but he said that to Philippi because they were in communication. They were in support of the ministry of God. Amen. And so Paul said all these things to the church at Philippi. But the church at Philippi was subject to a lot of things like any other church. They were subject to trouble. They were subject to false teachers. Amen. Even in our day, we have so many false teachers. Amen. And I'm not calling people false on, what their attitude is, but I'm talking about what they teach. Amen. I'm not talking about what denomination they're connected to. I'm talking about what they teach. Amen. And so we have so many false teachers, even in this day, amen. And Paul was letting them know that you got to be able to have peace. peace and be of the same mind. In this fourth chapter, he begins to talk about, if you really study early church history, Clement and all of those guys that were in the early church. And he's talking to some women. He said, "Need you women," he said, "two of you need to be of the same mind. You're powerful women, but you need to have the same mind. You need to be able to walk together. In other words, you need to be at peace with one another." Amen. Even in the church, we find ourselves not always at peace with every individual. But the Bible tells us, with everything in us, let us try and be peaceable with all men. Amen. All right, then he says, he talks to him. He says that that we need to be, he says in verse 3, "I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow." In other words, we're in this together. "Help those women which labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with the other fellow laborers whose names are written in the book of life." We need to help one another. But then he goes on to say in verse 4, is where I want to be. He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice." Now, we're talking about how to maintain peace. And in order for us to, first of all, maintain peace, we have to remember to praise. That's what verse 4 says. He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice." He's saying to us that no matter what's going on, you need to know that praise is important. Amen. Praise is something that we must do if we're going to make it through anything. Amen. If I could just recall and remember what happened in the book of Job. Job lost more than any of us could ever say that we lost. Job went through a much harder time, and he turned around and he said, "The Lord give it and the Lord take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job knew how to praise God in the midst of his situation. Amen. He bowed himself to the ground and worshiped the Lord. How many of us would actually worship or praise God when we go through something? We won't praise God. We'll look for, instead of having a praise party, we will have a pity party. Come on. We'll look for people to pat us on the back. And if somebody didn't show up, we'll be mad with them and say, "You know, I don't want to have nothing else to do with them. Look like they could have picked up the phone. They could have came by. They didn't even want to see about me." Come on and say amen here. But we have to learn how to praise God in spite of. Amen. And the word rejoice, it means to show your joy. It means to have an attitude of joy. And so when I rejoice, I have joy on the inside. So it is an expression of my joy from the inside to the outside. And so whenever I have the joy of the Lord, I can praise God, because the joy of the Lord will give me strength to lift my hands. The joy of the Lord will give me enough strength to open my mouth and say thank you. The joy of the Lord will give me strength to do my dance. Whatever it is, however you praise God, the joy of the Lord will strengthen your hands to clap and give him a round of applause. Come on and praise him now. He said, "Rejoice always, everything, in any situation, I need to rejoice." And then he said, "Again, I want to remind you that you need to rejoice." So no matter what goes on, if you rejoice the first time and something else come your way, you need to rejoice the second time. And the third thing comes your way, I'm going to rejoice the third time. If they lie on you, you need to rejoice. If they talk about you, you need to rejoice. The Bible tells us that the apostles, the disciples in the book of Acts, when they were beaten because they preached in the name of Jesus, they came back and they began to rejoice and say, "Thank you, Lord, that we suffered for your name's sake." Come on and say amen. Many of us, we think suffering is always something because something bad happened or the devil did it. Sometimes God allows us to suffer, but we need to remember that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now, how is the glory revealed in earth on us? Because when we rejoice in the Lord in spite of what's going on, God's glory rests upon us, and then his glory keeps us and protects us from the enemy taking us out. Come on and say amen. And so the first thing that we need to understand is that we need to have a praise. Remember to praise him. And then he says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. We need to let it be known. We need to have patience and let everybody know that the Lord is at hand. We need to let everybody know, in spite of what's going on, Jesus is coming back. And when he get here, he's going to fix all this mess that we got ourselves into. Oh, yeah, we need to let people know that he's on his way back. Whether you get it right or not, he's on his way back. We need to let the Muslim know that if you don't bow to the knee, bow the knee to the name of Jesus, that there'll be a day that you'll still bow. We need to let the Buddhists know that there's going to be a day that you'll still bow. Come on, that he's coming back. We need to let the atheists know, you may not believe now, but there's going to come a day that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. You may not say it now, but the day is going to come that every tongue is going to say that he is Lord. He may not be the Lord of your life now, but you just wait. He's going to show up, and you'll see when you bow the knee and you have to confess that he is Lord. We need to be patient and wait on the Lord. The Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They should run and not get weary. They should walk and not faint. So when he says that the ones that wait, the ones that serve the Lord, the one that patiently wait on the Lord, he's saying for us that we'll get a new strength. Amen. Even though we get burnt out sometime, we need to know that the Lord will strengthen us, that the Lord will build us up. The Lord will give us what we need. He will energize us. And that's why the Bible tells us that the word of the Lord is quick. In other words, it has power involved in it. It is a powerful word. And so the word that explodes in me gives me joy. The word that explodes in me gives me peace. The word that explodes in me, amen, it gives me patience with God to know that even though I go through stuff down here, that he's still on my side. Even though I go through a whole lot of stuff that I don't feel like I should have to go through right now. But guess what? Everybody's been through something, amen? And all things work together for the good of them that love God and to the called according to his purpose. I gotta understand what James was saying, that he said that to all of those that are scattered abroad, he said that tribulation is gonna come, but we need to count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptation. Amen. This is not something strange that's happening, but it's happening to people all over the world. People all over the place are going through, but I still have my joy. Amen. Let's read a little further. He says in verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Look at that. We need to have praise and be patient. Amen. Remember to be patient. Remember to have a praise, but you got to remember to pray. This is how you maintain your peace. Amen. You got to remember to pray. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests and let them be known unto God. He's saying, don't be in anxiety. Don't have anxiety attacks over stuff that you can't control. I need to put that in God's hand. I can't change it. I can't do anything about it. So now I need to put it in God's hand. I can't do anything except pray, amen, and ask God to do whatever it is he wants to do, amen. He says that we need to not be careful. Don't be anxious for nothing. He said, but in everything by prayer, and everything that goes on with you, you need to pray. Everything that you deal with, you need to pray. If you're going to purchase something, you need to pray. If you're going to leave and move, you need to pray. If you're going to travel on the highway, you need to pray. You need to wake up in the morning, and the first thing you should do is not check your phone. Come on and say amen. But you need to pray, because so many of us, we wake up in the morning to see who text or who. Oh, come on and say amen. While you laying in the bed, you got Twitter. You're looking at Twitter. You're on Facebook. But you need to get out of the bed. Pray first before I start my day. I need to. That ought to be something you can keep. Before I start my day, I need to pray. Come on and say amen. But we have to remember to pray, because when we pray, prayer puts us in the presence of God. And when we get in the presence of God, we can gain peace through prayer. Amen. Because sometimes when you pray, it doesn't feel good. Amen. Doesn't feel good sometimes when you're going through some stuff, but then you start to pray, and when you come out of prayer, you start to feel better. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it all right. Amen. When I talk to the Lord about it, I believe when I say something to him, he has a way of sometime, even if I don't hear him say anything, he has a way of putting something in my heart to let me know that it's going to be all right. And sometimes it's only a feeling that I have. And I can get up off my knees and say, I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. It hadn't changed. My situation is still the same. I get up and I still got bills do. I get up and sometimes I might still have pain in my body, but I do know because I prayed it's going to be all right, because now it's in the hand of God. And when you start putting things in the hand of God, you're saying, God, I can't do anything with it. Only you can do something with it. But sometimes we don't actually put it all in his hand. We say, God, I'll let you have some of it, but I'm going to hold on to the rest of it because I'm not trusting that you can do what I think you should be able to do. And so that's our fault. Something is wrong with us when we don't trust God to let him handle it. Amen. So when I pray, I need to say, God, I'm putting it all in your hand. And you know, people always say prayer changes things. You know, prayer changes me. Prayer changes how I feel about it. But really, prayer, what it does, it makes me feel better. But God, the God of prayer, changes the things. Amen? And if God can change the way the world operates, amen, if God can change how the sun being in the sky, whatever, the moon being in the sky, and whatever he wants to do, if he can change it and rearrange it and he put it there, then I'm sure that God can handle my little problems. If God can fling stars in the sky, I'm sure that he can handle my problems. Amen. If God can cause the earth to stay in place and never drop off into space somewhere, I'm sure that he can handle whatever I'm going through. I'm sure that God can do it. If God can one day speak a word and the earth start turning, I'm sure that he can speak a word and turn some things around for me. Oh, praise his name. If God can just speak a word and things start to happen in the earth, amen, trees start to grow because of a word that he spoke, I'm sure that he can give a word to me that'll make some things grow in my life. Amen. If God can speak a word to a fig tree that's unproductive and it dry up and die, then some things that's unproductive in my life, I'm sure that he can speak to me. Oh, come on and say amen, and cause those things to dry up in my life. I'm just saying these things. Amen. What we need to do is pray. Trust God. Amen. When we pray sometimes not fully trusting God, not fully letting him have his way, not saying, God, I trust you when I can't trace you. We got to see God do something. We got to see God move. God, show me a sign. We're like Gideon. I'm going to put the fleece out. If the dew's on the ground and not on the fleece, then I know God is you. No, I know it's him anyway, because if it hadn't been for him thus far, I don't know where I'd be. Oh, yeah, if it hadn't been for the Lord keeping my mind, I would be gone crazy by now. Oh, come on and say, man, if it wasn't for the Lord saving me when he did, I would have destroyed my own self by now. Oh, come on, praise his name. So I thank God for the prayer time, the time of communication, the time that we were able to talk. And so in order to maintain peace, I must remember to pray. He said, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Amen. Make your request be made known unto God. So your prayer, not only do your prayer need to be a communication, but it needs to be a praise in your prayer. He said, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. I talk to God and I thank him for whatever it is he's going to do. Amen. I don't say, God, if it be your will, please. No. If he said it in his word, I know he can do it. Amen. Whatever your will is, God, that's how I pray. Amen. Not if you can. I know you can. Oh, come on and say amen. I'm like the three Hebrew boys. Lord, our God can. Oh, come on and say amen. He's well able to. He's never deficient on power. Amen. He can do anything but fail, lie, and die. Come on and say amen. He can do anything. Amen. He can do exceeding and abundantly and above all we can ask or think. Y'all sleep on me right now. According to the power that works in us. Amen. But you got to let the power work on the inside of you. And how do the power get started? It gets started by me praying and praising God. Amen. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And we remember to praise God and remember to pray to God. But we must remember the promises of God. So many people, and I say this over and over again, so many people are standing on the premises. But they're sitting on the premises, but they're not standing on the promises. Amen. I must stand on the promises of God. Amen. We got to see here that God promises us peace. Amen. Look at what it says. It says that, and the peace of God, the peace of God. This is God's peace. This is not the world's peace. Jesus said, I give you my peace, not as the world give it, because the world give you peace to escape whatever it is. But God gives you peace that when you're in it, you can still look up to the hills for what's cometh your help and know that your help comes from God. Y'all with me today? Remember his promises. We got to remember what he said. He said, in the peace of God, which passes all understanding. In other words, it excels. It goes above. It's higher than what anyone can understand. Amen. This word, it says to keep your heart. And what that word keep means is a military word, meaning a military garrison that gets around you. Amen. And protects you and puts you in a safe place right where you are. Anybody been in the military? If they call for backup, amen. If they call for somebody to come help, they don't tell you to retreat to a certain place. They come and they get around you to protect you. Amen. Oh, yeah. If you're at one of the embassy don't move. Amen. Because you do know you are an ambassador for Christ. So the embassy is not to move. But your job is to stay there and call, pray. Say, God, I need some help. And all of a sudden, the garrison, oh, the Bible said that the angels watch over you. Come on and say amen. He said that he give his angels charge over you, Psalm 91, that lest you dash your foot against the stone. He said, the angel of the Lord encamps round about me. In other words, Jesus will be a fence all around you every day if you let him. Come on and say amen. He said that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, people will look at what you're going through and say, how in the world are they still standing? How in the world can they make it? I don't see how they making ends meet. I don't see how they hadn't lost their mind. Why in the world they keep going to church? How God has dealt with them. He's let them down so many times. That's what people will say. But I got a peace that surpasses all understanding. I don't expect the world to understand while I do what I do. I don't expect them to understand why I still lift my hands. I don't expect them to understand why I can still preach. Come on and say amen. You ought to hear the calls that I got. And as people say, no, I don't think you ought to even speak at your brother's funeral. But I, you know what I said? The peace of God will keep me. Just for that, even if it's only for that moment, the peace of God will be able to hold me in place until I do what I know God said I could do. Come on and say amen. But we got to see here that is a peace that surpasses. It goes higher and goes beyond any understanding that the world could have. They don't understand how we can keep on for 2,000 years talking about Jesus is coming and stay at peace. Come on and say amen. And they say, well, he hadn't come yet, but you hold on and wait and see. He's coming. Everything's lining up and he's getting ready to come back. Come on and say amen. Peace, it comes through prayer. And when we look at the peace of God, how it surpasses all understanding. You got to look, and I can't help but look at how Jesus, when he was praying in the garden, he had peace when he got up. He went to the garden to pray, and he said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. But when he got through, he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He didn't have so much of to say peace like we would say when he went in the garden, but when he got up, he had peace. And when he opened his mouth, peace showed up. Because when he opened his mouth, the people who came to arrest him, they fell back for, come on and say amen, for the power that was in him. And that was a power of peace. Come on and say amen. And so we need to be like him. We need to have peace. peace. Amen. We need to have peace that God promised us, not the peace that the world offers. The peace that the world offers is fake. The peace that the world offers is superficial. But the peace that God gives us is not a peace from what we can see on the outside. It's the peace that he gives us on the inside. Notice what he said. He said that the peace of God surpasses all understanding, shall keep first of all your heart. Where is it that the enemy want to get to? If the devil can get in your heart, he can make a mess of your life.